Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Maricap News on Tuesday, the 16th of September, 2025. Lot of results today. One of the busiest days of the year so far. I've been at the desk from 7 a.m. till 1 p.m. Came back at 3 p.m. after walking the dog. And I've been at the desk for now another hour and a half, and I've had just two coffee breaks. I thought, well, it's not a break. I'm just going to get a coffee, come back and plug away. But a little bit of macro news, which is slightly depressing. Fund managers dumping UK stocks at fastest rate in two decades. That's according to City AM. Average equity allocations to the UK dropped from net 2% underweight in August to net 20% underweight in September, according to Bank of America's Global Fund Manager Survey, marking the biggest monthly rotation away from UK equities since 2004 and the second biggest allocation drop on record. And Hugh Sargent, fund manager at River Global Investors, said, "Investors are currently terrified of this government and particularly the next budget." It's true, isn't it? I've been banging on about that on the last podcast, and it is. People now... just setting that date so far out literally gives people time to pause, sell stocks. But you know what? On a positive side, there's some bargains out there, some real bargains. At sharepickers.com, I focus on small market caps, more to the market cap side of small caps. So sub 300 million market caps. And of course, they're monitored on 15 different metrics. And a lot of companies who are nowhere near 300 million market cap and now below that level, and some of them are turning around as well. So there are some bargains, and on the positive side, there are some bargains out there. There really are. You just got to hunt for them, do a bit of research. In fact, I put in loads of companies' data today on the website. If you are a member, check it out, the microcap database. Go there. I'll cover a few on today's podcast, but not all of them because it just goes on too long. What else is there? Another bit of this is awesome for City AM. Firms continue to shed workers as jobs market deteriorates. So the collapse of UK jobs market has deepened, according to official data, undermining the Labour government's goal to boost employment. I can't see how are they going to boost employment? Not with policies they've announced so far. Are they just hoping that will happen? All they want to do is screw employers for tax. They see the small and medium-sized enterprises of this country as cash cows. And they realise, don't, they hurt. You know, you chop the leg off a cash cow, it can't walk. Or maybe the leg's dangling behind it. It's going to have, you know, it's going to find it very hard, very difficult to move forward. A cow with, you know, in fact, they probably chopped two legs off now. A cow with two legs, you know, it's not a cash cow, it's a dead cow. There are plenty of businesses, in, you know, struggling. Anyway, back to fact. Well, you say fact, you know, the data you can question as well. But firms continue to shed workers as the number of payroll employees dropped by 6,000 in July, adding to a collapse of 142,000 over the year. Provisional estimates suggest there was a fall of 8,000 payroll employees in August, while the unemployment rate was still at 4.7%. A further decrease in job numbers will send a warning to Rachel Reeves 2 months before the autumn budget, with the Treasury expected to be tasked with finding around £30 billion, mainly through tax hikes. It's depressing, isn't it? It's like a downward loop. But listen, that's, if you, I've said this many times before, if you focus on the macro, you'd be nothing but gloomy. That's it. But there are companies doing well. And every now and again, when you think everything's doom and gloom, the markets rally. And the American markets have. That's why it's also good to have, you know, a fund exposed to American markets. But you'll find this markets will rally off the back of nothing sometimes. And even before the budget, I expect a rally. In fact, let's look at the market, shall we, quickly. I don't know why I say quickly. I try and do it quickly, but I never do it quickly. Okay. FTSE 100 down. In fact, you know, it's all about Trump coming today, isn't it? Apparently, Google are going to spend $5 billion on a data center. And, of course, uranium will be going nuclear. So get some exposure to uranium. I'm not telling you, it's up to you, do your research. But I think it's worth having some exposure to uranium. Anyway, FTSE 100 down, 0.9%, 9195. In fact, the S&P is down slightly, 0.1%, that's all. The small cap, FTSE, small cap, down 0.5%, pretty much, but shy of that, 7109. That's what the FTSE 250, down 0.7%, 21,498. FTSE 350, down, sorry, FTSE, I'll speak too quickly, sorry. I can't understand myself half the time. FTSE 350, down 0.8%, 50.28. What do we got here? Let's look at the AIM All Share. It's up a smidge. 767. It's up 0.04%. Wow. Brent crude. Woo, you're crude. It's up 1.3% at $68.3 a barrel. Gold. That was up earlier. It's down a little smidge. In fact, it's not down at all. It's flat, pretty much. 0.02%, $3,718 an ounce. Is it ever going to come back? Of course, Fed decision on Wednesday, which is tomorrow. It's nailed on for a quarter point. Some are hoping for a jumbo cut. A jumbo cut. I don't know if they get it. Copper down 0.5%. What else is there? Bitcoin, 115,000. So it needs to get above, twice, it's trying to get above 116,800. It needs to get above that, really. What else we? Government bonds, two-year yields up 0.5% or 0.4%, 3.9. The 10 years at 4.6, and the 30 years at 5.4. A pound of body, €1.15, $1.36.5. Okay, macrocap database. Let's go through them. I've added too many companies today to go through all of them, but I'll go through a few I find a bit more interesting here. First and foremost, alphabetical order. Eagle Eye, ticker Eye. So they are a leading SaaS and AI technology company enabling retail, travel, and hospitality brands to earn the loyalty of their end customers by powering their real-time, omni-channel, and personalized consumer marketing activities at scale. I think they use AI for that in the description. Anyway, a £2.82 a share, 84 million market cap, 72 million enterprise value. So these are final results for Eagle Eye. Revenue flat, 48.2 million. Net profit, 1.6 million versus 4.6, down 64%. Net cash, 12.3, up 18% versus 10.4. Free cash flow of 3.2 versus 1.8, so 76% increase. The board states, the board is confident in a return to double-digit revenue and EBITDA growth in 2027, and in Eagle Eye's significant medium-term growth prospects. So 2026, did you notice they said 27? They've skipped a year, haven't they? Because 2026 won't be as positive due to the contracts cancelling during the year. They released a profit warning on the 17th of the 3rd, and a big client cancelled their contract on the 25th of the 5th. So forecasts of 26 are revenue down 5%, to 45.9, net loss for this year of 3.7 million. Now, 2027, revenue up 19% to 54.6, net profit of 1.7 million at 275 a share. It's a PE of 48, EV earnings of 41, not cheap, but they continue to improve in 28. So this will be revenue 62.8 million, up 15%. Net profit up 153% to 4.3 million. 275 a share. In fact, they're a bit higher than that at the moment. But it's a PE of 19, EV earnings 16. Decent value for double-digit top line and triple-digit net profit growth. Although it's a long way out, they do have around 84% of recurring revenue, so visibility is quite decent. I think they're worth a watch with your eagle eye. Okay. What's next? Let's go... Focusrite. I did mention, I'm not going there, there's a trading update confirming, but I did mention a while back when Gear for Music came out with Ahead of Expectations, I said, if this is good for the music industry, if it's rebounding after the post-COVID, you know, slump in demand and overstocking, then check out Focusrite. They have announced a decent update today. So there'll be a good read across, you know, from the other company there. Next, MJ Gleeson. Now, the house builders have had a hammering, okay? So I think this is worth a look. Full year 2025 financial results. Revenue, $366 million, up 6%. Net profit, down 18% to 15.8. Net cash of 1.49 versus 12.9. And free cash outflow of 5.7 million versus inflow of 16.7. Doesn't sound that impressive, does it? But the company states the board remains confident in delivering its objective of selling 3,000 new homes per annum. Group profitability could broadly triple, and the company would resume its position as the fastest growing listed house builder in the UK. With a number of sites close to achieving planning and others in the sale process, Gleeson Land is well placed to deliver another robust performance in 2026 and is strongly positioned for significant growth in financial year 2027. So forecast 26, revenue up 14% to 418.3 million. Net profit up 16% to 18.4 million. At 350 shares, the forecast PE of 11. Decent value for double-digit top line and profit growth. 2027, revenue up 13% to 474.6 million. Net profit up 32% to 24.2. At 350 share, forecast PE of 8. Again, decent value for double-digit top line and 32% profit growth. And in 2028, they see revenue growing by 13%, again, to 536.8 million. Net profit of 29.7 million, up 23%. At 350 share, it's a forecast PE of 7. Now, as interest rates come down, the housing market will hot up. So it's a decent play on this theme. I think Gleeson is worth a watch, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, it may, you know, it may be a bit of a bumpy time. It's rallied today a little bit by, I think, 7%. Is it up 7%? Yeah, pretty much 7%, 6.74%, 364. But I think, you know, house building is cyclical. They've had a heck of a downturn. Is this the bottom for Gleeson? Back in October 24, they were at 638 a share. They're now at 364. And the brokers do have a target, I think 620 a share. Let's have a look at this. 620 a share, which is 70% up. And they also pay a 3% dividend. Personal Group, PGH. I own some of these. It's a workforce benefits and health insurance provider. Its vision is to be the champion of affordable and accessible insurance and benefits, keeping businesses and their employees happy. So at 380 a share, 118 million market cap, 99 million enterprise value. They've got a trump of cash. They've got 23 million of net cash, no debt. So what do they say there? So half-year results, 11% top-line growth, 23.3 million. Net profit 60% of 3 million. Net cash of 23 million up 11%. Free cash flow of 7.4 million up 39%. There we are. Four metrics there, all positive, double digits. The company states trading in Q3 has remained robust and in line with management's expectations to date. This, combined with the group's growing recurring revenues, underpins the board's confidence in achieving market expectations for the full year. Forecast 25, revenue up 10%, 48 million. Net profit up 14%, 6.3 million. At 370 shares, PE of 18 and EV earnings of 15, not particularly cheap, but acceptable for a company achieving over 90% recurring revenue. So, in fact, I think it's worth looking at EV earnings there because they've got a lot of cash, of course. So, 15 I think that's fine. 2026 revenue, I'm probably quite biased. Revenue up at 13%, double digit, to 54.4 million. Net profit up 27% to 8 million. That's a PE of 14 and an EV earnings of 12. I see that as good value for a company with a 90% recurring revenue, with a robust balance sheet and paying a dividend over 4%. So it's a quality of business, high recurring revenue. So, I mean, you know, just keep adding to the hopper, topping it up, and it's quite a sort of safe play there. You've got to pay for that kind of quality, you know. Solid balance sheet, nice dividends, double-digit growth, and high recurring revenue. And finally, I go with Tiny Build is a global video games publisher and developer with a strong catalogue of premium titles across a variety of genres: horror, action, simulation, survival, etc. 11 pence a share, they are 42 million market cap, enterprise value of 40.2 million. What results are these? The half year results, I think. Half year results, yes. For Tiny Build, let's scroll down. Half year results, revenue flat, pretty much, or up 1%, 12.4 million. Net profit, 2.4 million versus 5 million loss. Net cash of 3.4 million versus 2.3, up 50%. Free cash inflow of 1.1 million versus outflow of 3.3. The company states the board remains confident the company is on track to deliver results ahead of expectations at adjusted EBITDA level. Now, Tiny Build, along with many other video games producers, have had a terrible few years. Again, post-COVID thing where everyone's playing games, overstocked, expanding too fast, and then they had oversupply. This company was close to going bust, but the founder, CEO, stepped in, agreeing to underwrite a placing of $10 million. As I mentioned in a previous post, this could be a recovery play, and it's looking that way. They've gone from loss-making to generating a profit and free cash flow positive. The shares have risen a lot on the back of this expected recovery, so it's worth paying attention to value now. Forecast 25, revenue up by 5% to 26.6 million. These have been converted to pounds. Net profit up 114% to 2 million at 11 pence a share. Forecast PE of 21, not particularly cheap, but 26, more improvement. Revenue up 12%, 29.7 million. Net profit up 43%, 2.9 million at 11 pence a share. Forecast PE 15. And for 2027, revenue up 10% to 32.5. Net profit up 68% to 4.9. And that, at 11 pence, is a forecast PE of 9. Of course, that's quite a few years out. But it's going in the right direction. And a lot of it, I suppose, depends on how well their games sell. So it's you know, some forecasts can be more accurate than others. For example, Personal Group, probably their forecasts are more accurate because 90% is recurring revenue, whereas Tiny Build, of course, rely upon the sales of games. Nevertheless, I think it's worth a watch, especially if the shares drop after such an aggressive rise, because they've gone from, where are they? TBLD. The last session, since to the 10th of September, which was last week, they've gone from 6.5 pence to 10.8 pence. So, you know, if they settle down a bit, maybe worth a watch. That's it for today. Thanks a lot. Lots more on the website. If you are a member, sharepickers.com, check it out. Microcraft database, there's a lot more there. And, some more results tomorrow. I may not do a podcast tomorrow because it's webinar night for members of the Sharepickers Investment Club. And so I may roll that over if there's interesting results out tomorrow. Roll it over to Thursday. If not, just join the club. It's less than £3 a week for lots of information. And all profitable micro small cap companies, yeah, ranked on 15 different metrics. So straight away, you're getting, there's 60 ideas on there, and they, you know, ranked on quality, growth, value, forecast growth and value, momentum, health, efficiency, and potential. So check that out. Sharepickers.com. Thanks very much. Speak to you tomorrow. Muchos. Apreciado.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.